AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The International Monetary Fund's Christine Lagarde says economic growth is expected around the world, but continued economic progress isn't a given.
We need to make sure that this momentum is sustained and that we continue to have that growth and more, and importantly, that growth is shared more equitably.
Lagarde is at the meeting of the International Monetary Fund in Washington. On Wall Street, solid earnings from railroad operator CSX and paint and coatings maker Sherwin-Williams sent companies that make and sell basic materials higher today. Bank stocks are also higher. It's an across-the-board strong showing on Wall Street so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 138 points. France is promising proof the Assad regime in Syria was behind a recent chemical attack there.
Speaking Wednesday evening on domestic television, Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said France will provide proof that the Syrian regime did indeed organize the April 4 strikes with chemical weapons that killed at least 90 people. Ayrault said he couldn't provide evidence quite now because analysis is still underway, adding he'll have confirmation in just a few days. Assad has denied he was behind the attack. Today, a French presidential candidate has called on the UN to punish those behind the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Olympic silver medal winning high jumper Jermaine Mason was killed in a motorcycle crash in Jamaica. Mason was born in Jamaica but represented Britain in the 2008 Summer Games in Beijing. The first tropical depression of the Atlantic season has formed. The depression is located about halfway between Bermuda and the Azores and does not pose a threat to land. The state of Georgia has issued a birth certificate for a toddler with the last name Ala. It was initially rejected, the request because it didn't match either the parents' last names. A civil rights group has filed suit on behalf of the parents. This is AP Radio News. A new poll from the AP and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows black teenagers are the most active group on social media apps.
Nearly 9 in 10 black teenagers use Snapchat, compared with just over 7 in 10 white teenagers. And 4 in 10 black teens report using Snapchat almost constantly. A third of black teens say that they use Instagram almost constantly, and that compares to about 1 in 5 white teens who responded similarly.
The AP's Aaron Haynes-Wack reports the poll shows older teens are more likely to be frequent users of Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Coming soon to Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey is Drop of Doom VR. It's being called the world's tallest and fastest virtual reality drop ride. Riders plunge down 41 stories at speeds up to 90 miles an hour, while baby spiders virtually crawl across their bodies. They will have a 360-degree virtual reality view. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.